Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Maaseh Maaseh, the second Shabbos of the 3 weeks of Bein HaMetzarim, and the Shabbos of Chazak Chazak V'Nitzchazek, I'd like to speak about the Chalukas Haaretz, the division of Eretz Yisrael, and maybe give a little bit of an insight into the Chelek Halevim. We're told the Levi ain't chelek v'nachla. Hashem will nachal osam. When you learn Sefer Yeshua, which I hope you do someday, you'll see that this is mentioned constantly, that the chelek halevim was not, Levim didn't have a chelek among Klal Yisrael. Now, it does need something of an explanation. Why? Because we do learn in the parasha that the Levim got, of course, cities, there are 48 cities. And we also learned that there was Elef Amos Aviv, Alpayim Amos Aviv, there was 1,000 Amos around the city, 2,000 Amos, Rashi says, 1,000 for Migrash, 1,000 for places where it was left without houses, where people could go, and another 1,000 Amos that were Sadeh Sukramin, they had fields and vineyards. The Rambam says, it was 1,000 Migrash and 2,000 was left to Sadeh Sinkramin. So Levim got a chelik. They got a different chelik. It wasn't the same. But constantly to state that the Levim have ein chelik v'nachla, Hashem u'nachlasam, it needs an explanation. It seems to be somehow not totally accurate. A second point. The Gemara says above a basra that kuchav veiz asida eretz yisrael shetichalek l'shloisha asrei shvatim that lasid lavai 13 shvatim including leishevit levi are going to have chalakim in eretz yisrael. When you learn sefer Yecheskel, the end of sefer Yecheskel, you learn that the division of eretz yisrael in the days of Mashiach will be very different. Each shevet will get a different chalak than they have in the pre-Mashiach time, in the time of Yeshua. They're going to have a chelik, an equal-sized strip of land that each shevet will get, and there'll be a 13th strip, which will include the chelik HaLevim. So the Gemara says that Levim will have a chelik, but the Rav there in Baba Basra asks, that's not really true. He says that La'asid Lavai, the 13th strip doesn't go to the Levim. The 13th strip is Yerushalayim and has a Beis Hanasi, a place where Mashiach and the whatever the institution of Malchus will be, will have. And then Levim get also cities again and Migrash and Sadeh. They get, it's very, very similar. And the Ran therefore asks, what does it mean that Lo'asid Lavai everybody will get? So, question number one, what's different about the Chelek HaLevim? Question number two, why La'asid Lavai did it change all that much? A third question. The Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, counsel Lo'isa say, Lo'yiyah L'kayin HaLevim, Kol Sheva Levi Chelek V'nachla. Lo'isa say, Levim are not supposed to get a Chelek V'nachla. Rav Sadia Gaon does not count this in his Tarya'g Mitzvahs. Why? Sadia Gaon says that La'asid Lavai, the Levim will get a chelik. All the mitzvahs are not batel la'asid lavai. So it can't be that it's one of the tarya'g mitzvahs. So it seems that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam sounds very much like the Ran in Bava Basra, who says that the Levim la'asid lavai will be the same as now. They don't get a typical sort of a chelik. So again, just like the Ran's kasha needs an answer, needs a hesber. The Gemara says 13 shvatim will get a chelik. What does it mean, Levim all? If the Rambam holds that way, so I guess the Rambam needs the same type of explanation. So basically, what's needed is a good explanation of the chelik of the Levim in Eretz Yisrael. To answer, in the last sugyas of Erechin on Daf Lamed Gimel, it says the difference between the chelik of the Levim and the chelik of the Yisraelim in the times of Yeshua. It says, Orei Levim ain oisin leikfar leikrach. The cities that Levim got, they couldn't fundamentally change. They couldn't be made into a very big city, couldn't be made into a very small city. Ein oisin sada migrash, loy migrash sada. It couldn't be fundamental changes to the areas around the city. Ein bayin lam chayma, you can't build a wall around. That's what's really different, the Gemara says, between the chelek halavim and the chelek hayisraelim, is that Yisraelim, all of us, we're busy with our properties. We're busy expanding the property, fixing the property, changing the property, trying to make money on properties. It's something that we do. It's very much connected to the person to take care of his home, to take care of his business, to take care of his field. Lasad Lavai, the Yisraelim will be like the Levian. You'll be 13 strips. But it's not that the Levim are going to change, that the Yisraelim are going to change. What do I mean? In the time of Yeshua, the Levim didn't get a chelek v'nachla as the Yisraelim got. They got cities, Migrash, they got Sadis and Kramim, but it was different. They got places that were set, that were not to be changed. The Yisraelim, on the other hand, got parcels of land. They could do what they want with it. They could sell it as well, which Levim couldn't do. The La'asad Lavai, the Yisraelim will be like the Levim. The Yisraelim will also get, as is described in Bava Basra through Kuvchav Beis, La'asad Lavai, everyone will get similar pieces of land. One of the things the Gemara says is that in the time of Chalukas Yeshua, some people got valleys, some people got places that had water, some people got places that were mountainous. Lasad Lavai, everyone will get a chelik that has everything. It'll be a pretty sterile type of a land, less interesting. Why is that important? What is a land? What is a home? To us, in Olam Hazeh, a home is the identity of the person. You look, you go drive through a city, every home is different. Sometimes you have a few homes built next to each other that look similar on the outside, but every home has the imprint of the people who live there. Everybody has his own self-image and tries to have his home as best he can afford in a way that he feels is appealing to him or projects his image. But that's not really what a home should be. A home is a place where you rest your goof. It's a place where somebody who's an Eved Hashem goes to rest his goof, to do the mitzvahs that are in the home. Home is a place to have a sense of ava, people between each other. The stones, the wood, the bricks, they're just necessary to hold the home together. The personality of the home should be the people, should be the mitzvahs. It shouldn't be the light fixtures or the color of the wallpaper or the carpeting. We're into it a lot because we're Olam Hazeh Dekei Yidden. The difference between the Chelek HaLevim and everybody else in the time of Yeshua, Levim also got a Chelek, a smaller Chelek. Why does it say they got no Chelek? Hashem unach l'asam? The answer is they got a Chelek that was, so to speak, sterile. It was not to be changed, it was not to be expanded, not to be worked on. Of course you can expand it, could see at Tzairach, the family grows, but not to be fundamentally changed in any way. Because the Levim, Hashem unachlasam, if you live a life of Hashem unachlasam, the home is just, it's a convenience, it's a place to go. It doesn't say, who am I? My house says who I am. The image of my home says who I am. No. The home is just an encasing for the Levim. That's why every time it says Levim don't get the chelik, it says Hashem unach alosam. It's a mental thing. It's an attitude thing. It's a hashkafa thing. Lasad Lavai. So there'll be Yud Gimel Shvatim. The Levim are going to get a chelik. Either Ran says what? The chelik HaLevim is the same as now. The Ran is right. The chelik HaLevim is the same as now. The Chelek Yisraelim is going to change. It's also going to be a place that they'll be on the Madrega of what's expected of the Levim in the time of Yeshua. To be in homes that don't do more than serve as a vehicle for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam says, What? The Gemara says, La'asad Lavai, 13 Shvatim get a chelik. The answer is, yeah, all 13 get, similar to the Levim. They're going to have a land that's a different type of chelik than Achla. Totally different type of chelik than Achla. This idea is something that we need to take a little bit of, even Zaylam Hazeh. The over-involvement in the home. A person should know that when you can afford to make life more convenient, less stressful, spend the money. If you can make an improvement to your home that makes things easier, that's one thing. When you're spending money and putting cup into things that do nothing more than make the house look nicer, make the house look better, that's a mistake. It's really a mistake. A person, his home, it's a temporary place. And Kolshkein in our Golus, certainly in our Golus, well, we all know deep down that all the homes we have someday will be homes of Einam Yehudim, will be homes of other people as Klal Yisrael will move on, hopefully move on to Eretzeinu HaKadosha. And we make our homes as if it's somehow us, we're our homes. No, not at all. Homes are a place that need to be created in a way that helps us serve the Rabbi Nishalev. And so, an insight into the Chelek HaLevim, an insight into the Chelek Eretz Yisrael Asif Havak. One last nekuda. It's the 3 weeks. It's a time of Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. A time to work on Avaida. A time to work on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avaida is tefillah b'zman hazeh. It's a time of the year to buckle down and try to do a little better in our davening. As you know, the most important place to have kavana in davening is the first bracha. Rambam says if you don't have kavana, you have to repeat. We don't repeat because the second time we're afraid we won't have kavanah either, so the Torah tells us already not to repeat Shemini Esrei over it. However, the Bir Halacha and others wonder, once you started Shemini Esrei, you didn't have kavanah in the first bracha. How do you finish Shemini Esrei? You're not yaitza without kavanah in the first bracha. Now, of course, the Halacha is you do finish Shemini Esrei. But the question of how, if you're not yaitza, I'd like to share with you that there's a stipler, the brachas, Simcha Zayin. He writes, Motsasi Marganisa Tuva, Tava. I found a wonderful gem. What's the wonderful gem? He quotes from the Rekeach, Rav Sadia Gaon, and Sefer Aguda, three Rishonim, who say if you didn't have Kavanah in the first bracha, you could still make it up by having Kavanah in Berchas Maidim. In praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you have, he writes that any Yid, the disciple says, that didn't have Kavanah in the first bracha, should, bear this in mind, have a Ma'ay Kavanah by Maidim in order to compensate and to be Yitzel Kama Paiskin. And therefore, that's the message as we go into the continuing of the 3 weeks, to try to buckle down in our davening, maybe to focus on Maidim. Even if you have kavanah in Avos, it seems that having kavanah in Maidim is the second most important bracha in Shemini Esrei. We have so much to give thanks for to the Rabbi Nishleil. Let us all praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bezras Hashem b'zeicha to a greater infusion of Tov and Tova for all of Klal Yisrael. A good Shabbos to one and all. Chazak, chazak, v'nischazek.